This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:38 in the morning, you're listening to The Morning Run. I'm Shazana, together with Xiaoning and Philip. For now, though, we are turning our attention to what's happening in currencies, because from Alpha to Delta, and now it's Omicron, the newest variant of the coronavirus that is shaking stock markets and currencies. Upon the news of a new variant, the implied volatility gauges in euro and yen have increased the most in more than 12 months.
Even last week, the US dollar continued to climb to its highest levels that we've seen since July 2020, and I think we're seeing this hurt emerging market currencies like the Mexican peso and Turkish lira. In fact, the Turkish lira has depreciated by 22% in just 1 month. And today in early Asian currencies, currencies are somewhat stabilizing as the panic over the Omicron variant subsides. But of course, the question is, how will this new coronavirus strain affect both developed market and emerging market currencies? And how will the greenback be affected by the high possibility of a Fed rate increase in June or July?
So for an outlook on currencies, we speak to Satyandi Supaat, Head of FX Research at Maybank. Good morning, Satyandi. Thanks very much for speaking to us today. So Forex assets have been very volatile last week, with a shift towards safe haven assets, especially after the Thanksgiving holidays. How much of this is actually due to the recent news on the new COVID-19 variant?
Yeah, morning, everyone. To some extent, yes. Late last week, I think the currency markets are pricing in the emergence of this new COVID-19 variant out of South Africa. A few countries have confirmed on that Friday of that new strain. I think over the weekend, a few other countries as well. So to some extent, in part, some of this new variant contagion mortality or vaccine resistant features a bit unclear. It has unusually large number of mutations. So I think markets are trying to figure out over the next few weeks. But as of last Friday, I think markets are trying to factor that in. And that has led to additional losses on the Asia ex Japan currencies on the wave of the risk-off sentiments late last week. But of course, on top of that, there were beforehand concerns about the narrative coming out of the Fed Reserve.
Yeah, so let's just talk about the narrative, right? Because markets weren't placated by the renomination of Fed Chair Jerome Powell, because that basically removes lots of uncertainties in it. So why are we seeing dollar strength?
Yeah, so the Fed officials' comments last week and the week before, they said some comments regarding the faster pace of tapering. Yep. That might have impacted market sentiments as well. And may have triggered some other sentiments as well. I mean, on top of that, last week we had the Omicron concerns.
Now, in the last five trading days, I think the two currencies that were particularly impacted, the Turkish lira and the Mexican peso, have taken a beating. Now, is there the risk that this will spread to emerging market currencies in this region? I mean, who in your mind is particularly vulnerable?
Yes, it's true that emerging market currencies do move together in some instances, especially when Fed raised rates in the past. I think the shortest answer to this question is that they are not really the same to some extent. The fall of the Mexican peso and the Turkish lira this year were distinctly linked to doubts on their respective central banks' credibility, especially in inflationary environment. In Turkey, the current governor, Tumen, has been lowering rates in spite of the double-digit inflation. So it does not help that President Erdogan has been reshuffling the rate-setting committee, including the governor, throughout this year. In Mexico, though, the president made a sudden change in the nomination for the Banco de Mexico chief to Victoria Rodriguez instead of the original former finance minister. So it triggered concerns that the new central banker would be under political pressure to take a more dovish approach versus the current chief. So Mexico, too, faces rapidly rising inflation with the last print at the multi-year high of about 7.3%. So within most of ASEAN, on the other hand, inflation is relatively muted. So we are in a different situation now, tempered by fuel subsidies and all that. So it's going to be a bit different at this current juncture.
Okay, before we move to the million-dollar question on the ringgit, I do want to ask you about the Thai baht, though. Because on a year-to-date basis, it's down 11%, which surprises me. Normally, this is a currency that shows quite a lot of strength. What's the reason for this weakness?
Yeah, so Thai baht, one of the main reasons is, if you you look at it, it's also because of the lockdowns and the COVID, and the tourism numbers are not that great. And I think a lot of people, the market's trying to factor in the economics and also in terms of the tourism expectations coming into 2022 and towards the end of this year, it hasn't been positive. And even if you correlate it with the airline in airline in activity index and in terms of projections, it's still going to be a bit soft. So I think Thai baht is going to be weighed down by developments, especially the Omicron adding in a bit of uncertainty as well. So that has been what has been pulling it down. But I think it's probably going to see some slight upswing if some positive aspects out of the COVID measures easing there comes up.
And let's turn to the Malaysian ringgit, Saktiandi. It's at its lowest against the greenback in 20 months now. What's the reason for this weakness, and how do you think it's going to do in 2022?
Yeah, the oil prices has played a part in giving some support over the past month or a few weeks also. But the bout of uncertainty in the oil markets, potentially the Omicron, may add a bit of volatility. We still look for dollar ringgit to zigzag lower, in fact, into next year on net, potentially reaching by about 410 by end 2022. We were expecting end of this year to reach about 418, 420. But the Omicron and the dollar strength support has pushed it slightly above that 420 towards the 423. Our expectation is probably going to push back down slightly. So the if the pandemic trajectory has stabilized after peaking in August and macro activity recovers a bit more sustainably, I think it's going to help to push dollar ringgit a big bit lower. So like I mentioned earlier, a lot of it has got to do with the global situation, the COVID situation. Vaccination has improved, but a lot of it has been on the dollar front as well, pushing the dollar ringgit a bit higher over the past few weeks. But with the oil actually being strong over the past month or so, it has actually pushed dollar ringgit slightly lower before the Omicron situation pushed and before the dollar strength emerged.
Just a quick one, US dollar, what's your outtake for 2022? Because markets have priced for a rate hike in June.
Yes.
So what do you think is the outlook for in 22?
Yeah, so we expect interim dollar support to extend into a good part of 2022, actually, possibly into first quarter and into early part of second quarter. This comes on the back of a few things. First, Fed policy normalization and divergence versus negative yielding effects such as euro, yen, and Swiss franc in favor of the dollar. Second, the US data outperformance amid reopenings. Third, energy price shocks to some extent benefiting US dollar, as US is a net energy exporter. At the same time, dollar also benefiting from risk aversion flows. But in this very instance, Omicron variant presents some risk off given the lack of information of this deadliness and vaccine efficacy against it as well. Second, China growth risk. So all that, if you factor that in, it has some support to the dollar, a bit extended probably into the first quarter for some to some extent. So yeah, we're expecting the dollar to actually remain seeing some support into first quarter at the very least for now.
Saktiandi, thanks very much for your comments this morning. That was Saktiandi Supaat, head of FX research at Maybank, giving us his take on the currency trends and just how uncertain everyone is about Omicron, essentially. Stay tuned to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.